Well, since you've been coaching Mark Scheifele, I mean, what's the biggest thing that stands out about him and his daily routine and trying to get better?
Well, that would be it, right? His daily routine and trying to get better. The interest that he has in all aspects of preparation. He was a kid right from the start that could tell you about the other games in the National Hockey League. Really, I guess first year, we had him do a pre-scout of the other team before the game. So we'd fire the other team's lines up, and it was more to get guys talking about hockey, but Mark could go up and give you a pre-scout on every team in the NHL, what the players' tendencies were. So he's interesting in that. He's, you know, worked with Gary Roberts in the summer, and then a bunch of other people as well in all parts, flexibility. He you know, is committed to his profession so that you're not surprised that when he has success. Right? He's you saw that on the empty net goal. He's a lot faster than you think. He's a very efficient skater, but he can do things at a high rate of speed. It may not look like he's moving as quickly as he is, but he's a real powerful skater. And he can execute at a high rate.
How big a role does student of the game play in his quest to become a star in the league?
I think they all are. I think all of those high-end guys, whether they will articulate it with you, they see things on the ice differently. You know, they're really valuable for coaches to talk to them about what they're seeing, you know, because they'll see things differently from ice level and in-game. And I think that's how, especially guys that are great passers, that's how they find players and they make those plays. They have a little different vision.
Well, there's been a lot of different parts to the Lowry line with Armia and Tanev. And is it a product, or is Adam Lowry a player that you can almost put anybody with him, and that line's probably going to have some good chemistry and be effective?
Well, what's true of that line is that all the players that play on it are very role specific. And it's true of Tanev and Armia, Andrew Kopp as well. Maybe not so much Brian Little, a bit of a departure there in terms of what he's spent his career being asked to do. But they all get out there with a certain style of game. And we don't spend a lot of time with those players over the year trying to correct their game or telling them you got to get back to this to be good. They have a really clean definition of what it is that they do well. So the line kind of looks the same regardless of who's out playing on it. If they make a mistake, they know it by the time they get to the bench. You know, the questions they ask are good questions, good read questions. Adam would be like that. He knows his game. You know, he doesn't turn pucks over. He finishes his checks. He rides a straight line game.
So, players in hockey that hear the term that they're built for playoff hockey, would that apply to a Brandon Tanev? Is this his style of hockey and his time to maybe shine?
I think maybe it's appreciated more in the playoffs, right? So he is not a big point producer, but his effort level all year. And possibly that's why those players have the playoffs that they do, because they push every day, true in November, true in February, banged up because they're a lot of times in their careers afraid of coming out of the lineup. So the mental toughness that they need to develop over the course of a year when they get into the playoffs, they're built for it.
What do you think you handle? I mean, Nashville's very aggressive on their back end, ceiling on the boards. How do you think you guys handle that in terms of your breakouts and exits?
Reasonably well. We had probably five or six that I didn't care for. Some of it is they're very, very good at it. Very, very aggressive with it. But even on the handful of those, it didn't cause us a great problem after we were able to recover if we didn't get it out.
Well, Patrick Laine has quite a history of scoring big goals and big games and big moments. Is there a way to explain that knack in players from your experience? And have you seen it in him yet?
Real big goal, tying goal, Minnesota, game one. Right, we're down 2-1 quick. He scores that big goal. With Patrick's shot, I haven't been explaining it to you guys yet. He has clearly a confidence in his ability. Stastny's goal, Patty's happy we scored. He's not happy it wasn't him, right? So he has that confidence and drive to score. He's done it so much that I think he steps out on the ice, the bigger the game. This is my time, you know. That's the one part of his game. He might be angry at it some nights. He's not getting his shots, but he maintains a high confidence in his ability to score.
He's done a lot of that at the international level and in Finland. Does that automatically translate? Is that just a knack players have?
I don't know that it automatically. The game is considerably different here. He has made huge strides in his 5-on-5 game. But what hasn't changed right from the opening night is his ability to get something off in a hole or beat a guy from a distance that you don't think he should be able to beat a guy. I don't know if that's a function of shooting on big ice at times. That maybe you're out further. Certainly the rinks are wider. There's a lot about Patty Laine's shot and his ability that I can't explain. I'm happy with that, too. There are things I just don't want to know.
Laine's not alone on your team, though, and guys that don't need very many shots to make them count. Does that kind of give you a little bit more of a comfort level when you're in a game like last night?
Well, we have good finishers here, so we can be... I think it was very important for us in the regular season, the idea of not chasing a game. It was something that was part of what we were for the 2 years prior, right? We get down a little bit early. We're a real young team, open our game up, chase the game. So there's a confidence after the year that we've had that we can score, that if we get down one or we get behind, we don't have to open up our game right away. And I think it's part of the reason that we've ended up scoring more. Also, that been a pretty good defensive team over the course of the year, quite a bit more composure and patience.
So you said last night those stats didn't scare you, and they, as much as maybe the numbers, you thought they should, whatever. And you can score without that many chances. Can you keep playing? Can the Jets win three more games when Nashville has the puck as much as they had it last night?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. It's unanswerable.
Do you guys have to get on top of that? Do you need to?
Well, we won a game like that, so it's possible. We've seen that. It's not something that it's not a game plan for us by any means. We think we can be quite a bit better. We think they played very, very well. And it turns out they're a pretty good team.
How does that Nashville top four challenge you to establish your forecheck? I assume that's part of the
challenge. They will get the puck off their stick very, very quickly. The foundation of it is they skate well, right? They'll get to pucks early. And they have an awful lot of confidence, and then they have a real quick transition game. Their forwards have that confidence as well. If it's on the D stick, I can start moving now. I don't have to wait to make sure he's got it handled. He's not going to dust it off, right? That understanding of their transition game allows them to go even faster, play quick. There's a confidence that comes from having four guys like that. They can all move the puck. They can all jump into the play. So you can't cover off everybody else when they've got it. Because if you do that, they're coming right up the pipe on you, or you've seen Roman go down the wall 100 times. So you have to be respectful of that, and when you're pressing that, they make good plays. You know, he fired one rink wide, no look across the ice, and they're skating into it. So there's a confidence there with those four and how they move the puck, and it allows the forwards to move almost in anticipation of what's going to happen with the puck, which makes them very quick.
Well, did you get a chance to see the plane outside the arena that fans were taking a sledgehammer to?
I did not. I live in the bus and the hotel. It's pretty much all I saw.
Took a beating, but it's still standing.
There you go. There's your picture. Slow day, guys. All right.